to be a hero, you have to be attacked and you have to be an imperfect person. And that's the reality of the world. And culture is super important. And you're right in regards to conservatives giving up. I'm trying to think of conservative culture now. I mean, I like to think that we're making degeneracy unpopular. I like to think that there are some good voices out there that is making God cool again. I actually like to believe the pendulum is swinging. I do believe it, and I see it online, and it's a combination of so many small things coming together almost in perfect timing. But it is cultural. You need a cultural shift that moves away from this insanity. And you're right. If you just want to sit there and just preach, nobody's going to be interested in it. And I also think that, especially in the masculine realm, I can't talk for being a woman, but I can talk for being a man. In the masculine realm, we certainly like to see people lead by absolute in our example. Because traditionally, we would be following our commander or the man we respected into war. So we'd like to know he can at least fight. You like to see he's at least brave. You like to see him lead by example. And I think especially if conservatives want to win the culture war, then they need to lead by example. If you're gonna be a conservative preacher and you want to tell men about how they should live their lives, you should be as strong as possible. You should look in shape. You should be big. You should show you're motivated, you're disciplined. We all have vices, but you should be very disciplined with your outlook. You should make it very clear to the outside world that what you've done wrong, what you haven't done wrong. You should take accountability. I think you need to lead by example. I don't think you can preach to men. I don't think you can preach to young boys. I think that's the reason why they don't do so well in school in general. I don't think that's the reason why they're disenfranchised. I think you need to just lead by example and let them follow. And I feel like I'm kind of doing that by just standing up and saying, no, this is who I am and I'm unapologetic for it. And this is what I've done and this is what I intend on doing. And I'm going to try and save the world. I do believe I had the best father on the planet. A lot of the things I regurgitate are regurgitated from him. A lot of the things I say, he literally said to me line for line. I believe that he was very morbid in his approach to life, and he wanted me to understand that he will not be here forever, and he wanted me to understand that when he is gone I had a duty to fulfill. He was certainly tough on me, and I can't express enough how grateful I am for that. We live in a world now where I'm going to say that my dad hit me when I made a mistake, and everyone's going to lose their minds, and they're going to pretend I was somehow abused and that somehow my childhood was terrible. I could not thank, if he was come down to earth today, I would shake his hand and say thank you for absolutely everything you gave me, including discipline, including understanding that in the harsh realities of the real world, there is a line. And if you cross that line, violence appears. That's the unfortunate reality of Earth. There's a line. And if you cross it, violence will appear, either from a cop or from a guy on the street or from someone you don't like, or even a friend will turn on you, whatever. There's a line that shouldn't be crossed. And I learned that from a very young age, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm not sitting here saying kids should be abused. There's a difference between abuse and discipline, of course. Everyone with a brain understands that. But he was extremely tough on me. And if I could change anything about my childhood, I'd only wish he was tougher. Because life's tough. Life's hard. And I think that the best thing you can possibly do as a man is prepare for the endless difficulty that's going to come your way. There's no way out as a man. You're either going to have a very difficult life to become somebody important, or you're going to suffer the difficulty of being invisible. What do you want to do? You want to be invisible and just hide and work in Starbucks and never have a girlfriend who truly loves you and nobody care if you live or die? Or do you want to go out there and be top G and be the most famous man in the world and have government agencies trying to lock you up for no reason, putting you in a dungeon? You have to make a choice. It's going to be difficult either way. So I think if you have a son and you're not preparing him for absolute difficulty, you're doing him a disservice. I think that's what has to happen as a man. And I've said this many times before, but I'm going to say it again. I don't think many people understand exactly how competitive the masculine world is. Men are constantly in competition with each other. We always have been. We used to go to war and fight and kill each other. I guess in some places we still do. Maybe that's calmed down a little bit. But in the masculine world of today, everybody is constantly competing for everything. The car that you want, other people want. The woman you want, other people want. The house you want, other people want. You're competing to have all of it. And how do you do that? You do that through status and money and influence and power. It's war. I don't think many women realize that when two men even meet each other for the first time, it's like an unspoken, maybe tiny bit at the back of the mind. There's a tiny analysis of, could I fight this man? That's the reality of the masculine world, because we've evolved. If you believe in evolution, but my views are mixed, but we've evolved to be in this position where we're constantly analyzing possible threats, and we're constantly analyzing people who perhaps are on our team or snakes, etc. And I think that not many people understand exactly how brutally competitive the masculine world is. And I think the worst thing you can do for a son is just to raise him in a bubble. My dad, I'll say it here, people lose their minds. My dad used to just randomly push me over. I'd be like, three. You just like, not hard, but just, sit up, boy, okay? My mom would be like, why are you doing that, son? He's like, you get pushed over, that's life. My mom hated that she did that to me. But yeah, I can give him nothing but praise. I'm really so thankful I had the upbringing I had. It's amazing how much strength I can get from that. It's amazing how much strength you can get from knowing that your ancestors looking down on you and you're doing your absolute best. I also believe that God can be proud of you when you do your absolute best. And I don't think many people genuinely do their best in the world anymore. When I say do your best, people sit and go, oh yeah, okay. No, when's the last time you actually did your best? Like, I don't train to run marathons, but I know if I gave my best, I could run a marathon right now, first try. If I gave my best, life depending on it. When's the last time people have genuinely given their best to anything? There are people going through the world and going through life today that don't give their best or 100% effort to anything ever. Ever. They can't remember the last time they tried. So when I'm sitting in a dungeon, I'm sitting in a Romanian jail cell, I understand that it is a chance that God has given me and my ancestors are watching for me to do my absolute best and to show to them that I am the man I say I am. You can't become the most famous man in the world for mental resilience and God not test your mental resilience. I think that would be a very amateur way to view the world, that you can now become one of the most famous men in the world who talks about mental discipline and mental resilience and God's not going to test it. I think God's going to come along and say, okay, you want to be Mr. Famous. All right, let's see what you have. So I believed it was a chance to show God and show my ancestors and show my father that I am the man I say I am. And it's amazing how much strength you can draw from that, because I don't think many men especially understand that even if you don't have the strength to be a hero for yourself, you should have enough discipline and enough honor to want to be a hero for somebody else. And if you have other people you truly respect, you should want to be a hero for them. And I think that's the masculine imperative. If someone's going to attack your wife, that's when you become a hero for her. You have to. What kind of man are you if you're not? And you can apply that to other things. If you apply that to your ancestors, or you apply that to God, or you apply that to your beliefs or your core principles as a man, then you can be a hero anytime you want. They want to make sure that the male populace is as docile as possible, and they do that with a large array of weapons, and they do that with a web of tools, and I believe that I'm the counter to that, which is the reason I ended up attacked in the first place. But unfortunately, when you buy into the slave man mind programming, you don't become the kind of man who can easily attract a woman, because you're not attractive to females as a whole. So how do you satisfy yourself? You end up sitting there staring at a screen, and they convince you that's a good life to live as a man, and that's perfectly fine and perfectly normal, and you don't even get to genetically reproduce. I do also, though, and I want to make this clear, I do believe in absolute and utter self-accountability as a man. I think as a man, everything that happens to you is your fault. Me going to jail was my fault. Me being attacked online was my fault. If all these bad things that happened to me, I will take responsibility for, even if I believe they were unfair or unjust. And the devil or the matrix or whatever you want to call them are going to fill your life with temptations. They're going to fill your life with easy way outs that they're going to want you to take, because the good road is usually the hardest road. If you're going to continue to fall for them, then you're going to have to suffer the consequences of that. So it's double-edged. It's certainly difficult that pornography is everywhere and men are struggling with it. But to me, what's even more upsetting is that these men don't have enough fortitude and enough mental strength to wake up and say, I'm better than that. When you attack a man's mental fortitude on one issue, you attack on all issues. This is why it's done purposefully. To resist a slave mind, you need to be able to resist in the first place. How can you resist a slave mind if you have no physicality, you have no willpower, no ability to mentally resist anything? Well, then what are you going to end up doing? You're going to end up eating the bugs and watching the porn and sitting in front of your computer. And that's what they want from the people. So I think that it's actually all very interconnected. People come at me with the porn problem and I get the same thing. Guys say to me all the time, hey, what are you going to do? What should I do? I struggle with pornography. And I say, that's because you have nothing else in your life in order. If you were in good physical condition and you had the money you were supposed to have and you had the mentality you were supposed to have, you wouldn't need it. So the reason you're so addicted to porn is because everything else in your life is a failure. And yeah, it's certainly a complicated issue. It's a difficult one. And this is why they fear male agency so much, because when men truly wake up and decide to be the best versions of themselves, they're hard to control, because all these control mechanisms fall by the wayside. They don't want the porn anymore. They don't want the antidepressants anymore. They don't want the garbage anymore. And now you have a whole bunch of men who actually want truth and honor and respect, and they want to live for something. And then what are they going to live for? They're going to want to be brave. They're going to want to do the right thing, regardless of how dangerous it may be for their own personal circumstance. And that sounds like a difficult population to enslave. I mean, that's what's scary. It's amazing how people throw stones and how imperfect everybody is, truly. And I think the best thing you can do as a man is obviously learn your lessons from your life and try your best to pass them on.